Well, look who finally returned to the land of the living. Don't try to get up. You're strapped into that seat securely, and your hands are locked behind the back with a set of vibro cuffs that are designed to shock you if you struggle too much. Well, that was a lot of questions all at once, and rambled off very quickly. Let's see if we can address them all. Where are you? Currently, you are strapped to the co-pilot seat of my ship, the Sun Chaser. Don't laugh. It was already christened and registered when I acquired it. So I'm stuck with the name for now. Where are we going? We are currently making our way out of the core systems and are about an hour away from the edge of the inner rim. Next, who am I? I'm a bounty hunter, and that's all you need to know. Someone put a bounty on your head that, well, the dead bounty is a joke, but the live bounty, that's exorbitant. It's do the job and retire early kind of money, and a girl can't pass up an opportunity like that. No interruptions. I'm still answering your first round of questions. Last up was, what the fuck is going on? I think I pretty well covered that with the whole bounty thing. But we're currently en route to the delivery location, at which point I hand you over. Collect said exorbitant fee and be on my merry way. Ugh. Fucking civilians. Anytime you mention the profession to anyone not involved in the business, they invariably bring up the FET! Look, nothing against the guy, but you do two or three high-profile political jobs and suddenly you're the brand every schmo in the galaxy associates the gig with. We ain't all the FET! No, not a hot button. Just gets annoying. I work hard to cultivate my reputation. In the profession, that's all you have. Especially when you're a woman. But all that anyone ever talks about is that one swinging cod and it says stolen Manda. You know what? Never mind. Of course I have a name. No, I don't really see a need to tell you. Once I drop you off, that's all. I'm betting the people that put the contract out on you want you alive so badly, either because A, they want information out of you, B, they want to make an example out of you, or C, all of the above. Based on the credit figure of this bounty, I'm leaning towards option C. So the chances of us ever meeting again are somewhere between none and none. Seeing as how you'll likely be dead within 24 hours. Oh, I know who you are. The bounty contract included a fairly in-depth dossier on you. Some kind of hotshot pilot, flew smuggling missions for different clients, and flew a few missions for the, what you call it? Rebel Alliance? It says you're smart, wily, and sneaky. And also, apparently, have a knack for getting yourself out of cages. Hence why you're strapped to that chair instead of down in my holding cell. I'm not taking my eyes off of you until you are safely delivered and I have my money in hand. Oh, please. Catching you was the easy part. Finding you was the challenge. With the size of this bounty, every bounty hunter worth their salt, and more than a few who aren't worth a damn, are scouring the outer rim looking for you. But like I said, I read your dossier. I knew you'd be smart enough to know that. With a bounty this big, it's easier to hide under the Empire's nose than anywhere else in the outer rim, even with an Imperial warrant on your head. Granted, I never imagined I'd find you on fucking Coruscant! I mean, that's not hiding out under the Empire's nose. That's hiding in the belly of the goddamn beast! You've got balls. I'll give you that. Well, once I tracked you to Coruscant, the rest was easy. I just had to wait for the right moment. Well, let's see if this jogs your memory. Remember these? You fly boys, it's all too easy. A friendly smile, an emblem out of cleavage. And you don't even think twice about taking a drink that's offered to you. Oh, come on now. I didn't poison you. I just drugged you a little. Enough to knock you out so I could drag you back to the chaser and be on our way. Hey, I'm a resourceful woman. I use whatever tools I have available to get the job done. That's the reputation I've worked hard to cultivate. Once I accept the bounty, and I set my sights on you, I will go to any edge of the galaxy to find you, no matter how long it takes. Lonely? What do you mean? Nah, I find my companionship where I need it. Oh, you think maybe what I need is a more consistent companion? Someone capable? Someone strong and smart? Someone who knows their way around a ship? Knows their way around the galaxy? Someone with resources? Like a spare 10 million credits laying around? Jeez, Flyboy. You are so full of Wampa shit, you know that? Oops. Did I forget to mention that I had a remote for those cuffs? Oh, relax. That was the lowest setting, okay? Just designed to get your attention. If I crank this thing halfway, it'll knock you out. Probably for the rest of the trip. If I set it all the way to 11, well... Yes, that's right. I know about the 10 million dossier, remember? Apparently, the clients wanted everyone to know that they wanted you alive because you stole 10 million credits. Dumb move, actually. I'm sure half the hunters looking for you right now took the job in hopes of making a better deal with you. But don't think that means you can bribe me or some shit. That's usually what comes next, after the begging or coercion or... I'm assuming that was an attempt at seduction? Seriously, does that nonsense actually work where you come from? I mean, do women actually fall for that shit? Huh, yeah, I bet. Like I said, I've got a rep to protect. Word gets around that I can be bribed, bought, seduced, out of a bounty. And I might as well hang up my blaster and go back to shaking my ass at Tashi Station. Yes, I used to be a dancer. I was part of a dancing troupe called the Power Converters, and... You know what? Never mind. Doesn't matter. Wanna run that by me again, Flyboy? Are you being fucking serious right now? In that chair? With you still cuffed? You're suggesting what, exactly? That I climb over there, get in your lap, and give you a little show like the old days? Let me guess. You expect me to just grind on you for a while? Maybe things get a little frisky and I'll, what? Just unzip your pants and see where it leads? Uh-huh. I'm sure it is impressive. At least to all those farm girls back home. Truth is, Flyboy, I've been with all kinds. Trandoshans, Ithorians, Rhodians. Hell, I even took a tumble with the Wookiee ones. And trust me, that fur hides a lot. So, unless you're trying to tell me you've got a rancor tusk stuffed into those pants, not really seeing the upside for me here. Yes, I did say you'd likely be dead in 24 hours. The huts are like that. One last hurrah, huh? The final wish of a dead spacer walking? Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you? If I just slid out of this seat made my way over in front of you, maybe unzip this jacket a little farther. Give you more of an eyeful than you got in the bar earlier. Then sway my hips a little. Show you some of those old moves as I inch closer and a little closer. And finally, slide into your lap. Grind a little against this supposedly impressive member of yours. Not quite the rancor yet. Or, better yet, how about I get up, turn around, stick this tight little ass in your face as I bend over? Maybe turn this up a little, and... Look who finally decided to join us again. Relax, you're in my holding cell. Whoa, easy there, not too close. See that energy barrier over the door? It's rated to withstand a thermal detonator and hot enough to disintegrate anything that touches it. So, best to keep safe distance. Wouldn't it want it to burn anything off by accident? We finally made it to the edge of the inner rim, so I could finally make the jump to light speed. Had to wait until we were out of the core systems before making the jump. Well, yes, technically I could have made that jump from anywhere in the core, but the contract was very specific about no Imperial entanglements, probably due to the warrant out on you. And nothing raises the Empire's attention quite like an unscheduled light speed jump out of the core. I couldn't exactly register a flight plan or get the permits because that would require listing you on the manifest. And with the aforementioned warrant... Yes, we're in hyperspace on our way to the rendezvous now. Course is plotted and everything's locked in, so I don't need to stay in the cockpit. Figured we'd both be more comfortable down here. At least you don't have the cuffs on anymore. But before you get any bright ideas, the only way out of that cell is through the door with that energy barrier, and the only way to deactivate that is with one of those two buttons. These two identical, unmarked buttons. So even if your devious little mind devises some method for trying to activate said buttons, you've still got, at best, a 50-50 chance. See, one button deactivates the barrier. The other fills that cell with gas that will knock you unconscious in under 20 seconds. Not that you can reach them in there anyway, you know, but... At this point, in about an hour, we've got some time to kill. Actually, kind of glad you woke up. It gets kind of boring. Hyperspace jumps are like that. I hate being bored on jumps, so... How about you whip out that so-called impressive cock of yours and keep me entertained? Oh no, not like that, fly boy. You're staying nice and cozy in that holding cell. But you seemed so intent on some kind of last hurrah earlier. So how about you whip it out and put on a little show for me? I mean, I did give you at least a little glimpse of my old dancing skills before I zapped you into unconsciousness. So how's about you return the favor? A little incentive. You're the one that wanted to get your rocks off. Besides, based on what I was feeling earlier, you got plenty of incentive in the cockpit earlier. I'm always serious. Except when I'm not. But yes, I mean it. I get bored on long jumps, and this seems like a good way to pass the time. So... Fine. How about this? How about I take the jacket off all the way, the shirt isn't exactly see-through, but the fabric's pretty thin, and you seemed to enjoy the cut of the neckline earlier. What the hell is a bra? Whatever. So, here you go. I'll shake them a little round for ya. That enough to prime your hyperdrive, flyboy? That's it. Take it out. Show me what you've got. Well then. I mean, you're no Wookiee, but still. Not bad. Oh, I can see it's not fully there yet. Still. You flyboys. Always wanting more. How about I come a little closer? Maybe lean over a little? Tuck the neckline of the shirt down a little more? Well, that certainly seems to have helped matters. Looking much better now. That's it. Stroke it for me. Nice and slow. Show me how much my tits turn you on. Oh, come on. There you go. Good boy. Yeah, nice and slow. My good flyboy. Damn, that's pretty fucking hot, flyboy. Yeah, that's it. Spit in your mouth a little. Get it nice and wet. Stroke that fucking cock for me. Ooh, there you go. Oh. Oh. Damn, you're getting me a little worked up here. Not that you fucking deserve it, but maybe you can get a little more. I really want to play with my tits right now. Oh, I bet you'd like that. Fine, here you go. Just pull these puppies out and... run my hands over them. Wow, that really had an effect. Your hand suddenly got a little faster there. You like my tits? Like how I play with them? Pinch the nipples a little? Oh, yeah. Damn, I think I need to... Calm down, flyboy. I'm not going anywhere. Just grabbing a chair so I can sit here and really enjoy the show. There we go. Now I can get nice and close. Oh, you like that, huh? How it looks like I'm lying under you? You big, strong man towering over me with your impressive cock in your hand. You really are a simple creature, aren't you? Well, there you go, big boy. I'm leaning back here, my tits out, rubbing all over my body, just waiting for you to shoot that big fucking load all over me. Maker, you are easy to fuck with. Join you? I told you, flyboy. I'm keeping that energy barrier between you and me at all times. Oh, you mean, like, maybe I just unzip my pants a little, slide a hand down inside and rub myself a little too? Is that what you mean? I think it is, judging by how furiously you start stroking yourself. Oh, yeah. Like that? Yeah. Oh, God, that's good. Yeah. Oh. Shit. No. Keep going, flyboy. It just, well, My fingers have never really been enough. They're not quite long enough to reach where I need them to. Nice try, but thankfully, I have a solution.
I have a bunch of solutions, actually.
Let's see. R2, D2? No. Ember Palpation? No. Darth Vader? The helmet is nice, but nah.
Bone Trooper?
No. Oh, the Rancor Tusk. Yeah, not really prepared for that one today. The Vibranium Falcon? Whatever the fuck that is. No. Princess Leia or Gosma? No. General Grievous Bodily Harm? The various extensions are nice, but a little much. Oh! Here we go. The Cunt Dooku. That'll work. What? It's slick, shiny, and has a nice curve to it. Besides, my choice, not yours, sly boy. Just keep stroking over there. Ah, Dooku. You've never let me down. Now then, I guess it's your lucky day, fly boy. I can't exactly use this with my pants on. Although, I suppose I could turn the chair to the side so I can still watch you, but you can't see. Oh, how did I know you were going to argue against that idea? Fine, flyboy. You get a show too. Now then. Oh yeah, you'll like that, flyboy? Like the way I lick and suck on this? You just imagine it's that cock of yours instead? Yeah, I bet you are. Was that? What did you say? What do you mean, a proposition? Always on the hustle, aren't you? A wager? What kind of wager? A competition of sorts. Like, the first one to come loses. Color me intrigued. So, what are the stakes? Oh no. A competition like this needs stakes, or there's no incentive to win. It seems to me you're not really in any position to offer anything. Given your current predicament, there's nothing you can offer up. Except... Okay, here are my stakes. If you lose, if you come before I do, then you tell me where you stashed the 10 million. And I don't mean it's on Yavin 4. I mean, I want the name of planet, global coordinates, exact location of the stash, and any traps, locks, or whatever I'd need to be aware of. That's the deal. I win. I get the 10 million. No, actually, the location of the money is the only thing that's keeping you alive. As far as you know, the money is right where you left it. I mean, they're likely gonna kill you anyway, so it makes no difference. What can I say? I play for keeps. I don't wager often, but when I do, I play for the highest stakes. So that's what I'm playing for. Take it or leave it. Not a friggin' chance, flyboy. Let me get this straight. You win. We drop out of hyperspace wherever we are, fly to the nearest inhabited planet, and I drop you off and just leave you there? I don't know how many ways to tell you I have a rep to protect, and letting a bounty go, whatever the reason. Okay, yes, I did say the highest of stakes. So what's the wager? Your money against my reputation? I don't know what I'm worried about. I can go for days, and you've already had a head start, so to speak. Okay, so what are the ground rules? No. Stakes this high? We're not going into this without establishing some rules of engagement. Especially with a sneaky scoundrel like you. Have to keep it fair. Okay, let's start here. Once you start, you cannot stop. None of this edging bullshit, or getting yourself close, then stopping at the last minute. Once we start, we don't stop until one of us comes. That's good. I mean, obviously we can't touch each other. Energy barrier and all. So, no chance of cheating that way. But we're allowed to say or do anything to entice the other person. Sounds fun. Okay, how about this? No slowing down. You can set whatever rhythm you want to and stay at that pace. Or you can speed up whenever you want to. But once you speed up, you can't slow back down. Just trying to keep it interesting. Sound good? Anything else? Oh, I don't know about that. You'll know. I ain't exactly quiet about it. Well, if that's all, I'd say shake on it. But again, barrier. So we'll call it a verbal agreement then. Agreed? Good. Then, shall we begin? Let's see. Where were we? Oh, right. I was... getting this ready. And you were imagining it was you. And stroking that cock. Yeah. Ease back on the thrusters, flyboy. I'm getting there. Now then, I'll just lean back in the chair here. Spread my legs a little. You like the side of that pussy, don't you, flyboy? Let me spread those lips open a bit for you. Get it nice and open. Just waiting for the tip of this beautiful dildo to just slide right in. Fuck. Yeah, that's nice. Oh yeah, you're imagining it now, aren't you? Sliding that oh so impressive cock of yours right into this tight little pussy instead of this toy. Oh yeah, you wish this was you, don't you? Yeah, you wish it was Flyboy instead of Cunt Dooku, don't you? Oh, going in and out of me. Oh yeah. Oh, this is so good. So, tell me, Flyboy, when you win this thing and get your precious freedom, what are you gonna tell all your little friends, huh? Ooh. You're gonna tell them how you seduced the big, scary bounty hunter, won your freedom by making her come all over herself to let you go? Oh, I bet you are. In fact, I'll bet you're even gonna embellish a little. Oh, tell them how you managed to get that door open and fuck me for real. Slammed that big, hard cock right into this tight little pussy until I was oh, screaming your name. That got you going a little faster, didn't it? Oh, I know it did.
it. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, that's it. Oh, faster, flyboy. Show me what you got. Fuck me harder. Oh, I'm right there. Right in front of you. Get closer to the barrier so you can look down at me like you're really fucking me. That's it. Watch my tits bouncing up and down every time I thrust this dildo into me. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I just, oh, come on, fly boy. Is that really how hard you want to fuck me? Yeah? Uh-oh. yeah. Yeah. You're getting close, aren't you, baby? I am too. I can feel it building. Fuck, this is so much hotter than I thought it would be. Fuck, that's so good. That's right. Match my speed, baby. Oh, fuck me just like this. I can tell you're getting close. I can see those balls tightening. That head throbbing for release. Do it. Oh, shoot that fucking wad all over me. Oh, I'm right here. Right in front of you. Oh, fucking paint me with it. Fuck. Yes. 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 Fuck, I'm so fucking close. Oh, I want you to fucking coat me, baby. Come on. You can do it. Come with me. Oh, that's it. Come on. Fuck the bed. Fuck the money. Just come all fucking over me. And I'll explode over this silver fucking cock. Yes. Yes. Please. Oh, fuck. Yeah. 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 Damn, Flyboy. Who knew you had it in you, huh? Wait, did you come on the barrier? Well, that'll make cleanup easier. Speaking of cleanup. Yeah, you'd better sit down there. Don't want you stumbling forward into the barrier by accident now. What was that? What do you mean, drop us out of hyperspace? How do you figure that? No, the bet wasn't if you don't come first, you win. It was whoever comes first loses. Unless I'm mistaken, and I very much am not, we came at the same time. So, technically, by your logic, I won just as fairly as you did. Which means neither of us won. I guess we'll just have to call it a draw. We both lose. What do you mean? Oh, I see. Technically, we both won, so we both get what we want. How do you figure that working? So, what you're suggesting is I walk over to these buttons, open the barrier, and let you out? Then we go up to the cockpit, drop out of hyperspace. You give me the coordinates for the stash? And we go together, pick up the money, and fly off to where no one can find us. Someplace we can just hide away forever. Together. Just you and me. Sorry, Flyboy. But like I told you before, a girl's got a rep to protect.